You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The family of one of the people killed in the Boise Town Square Mall shooting is preparing to sue Boise police, as well as the Ada County prosecutor and 10 other parties for millions of dollars in damages. It's the latest twist in a story that left two people, as well as the shooter, dead, and it shocked Boise residents. Nicole Blanchard is a reporter with Idaho Statesman. She's been following this story, and she's joining us live now. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Gemma. Thanks for having me.
So, Nicole, take us back to October and give us a quick recap of that shooting.
Sure. So the shooting took place in the afternoon on October 25th. There were two people who were killed and a couple other folks injured, and police, you know, following this shooting, had a shootout with the suspect who later died. The mall was on lockdown for quite a while, and it was really kind of the first, I guess, something resembling a mass shooting in Boise.
Right. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us... We know that two people were killed. Can you tell us who these people were?
Sure.
And then from there, who the shooter was.
Sure. So the first person who was identified was a security guard named Joe Acker. And reports have said that she was trying to stop the shooter. And then the second person whose family has filed this tort claim was a man from Mexico whose name was Roberto Padilla Arguelles. And then the shooter, his name was Jacob Bergquist.
Okay. So the Arguelles family, Nicole, they filed a tort claim this month, mm-hmm. correct?
Yes.
And for folks who may not be familiar with that, that's a precursor to a lawsuit. And Nicole, they filed this tort claim against 12 different parties. So I guess out of those 12 parties, do they want to sue all 12 parties? Do they want to sue, you know, only the Boise Police Department? I mean, what do we know so far?
So as far as, you know, who they're intending to sue, I do think that it covers everyone. And we've been told that a separate suit will be filed federally against ATF. So that is alcohol, tobacco, firearms, and explosives. And so the folks named throughout this are, you know, different cities in the Treasure Valley, different police departments in the Treasure Valley, Idaho State Police and the Secretary of State, and then different prosecuting attorneys. So our understanding is that they do intend to follow through with lawsuits against all of these folks if, you know, the claims and the tort are denied by all of these all these parties.
So, Nicole, the tort claim actually makes reference to several articles by the Idaho Statesman, your employer, about the shooter, Jacob Bergquist. What are those articles about, and what do we know in regards to the references of this within that tort claim?
Sure. So the tort claim references several articles that I wrote, and as well as an article that one of my former coworkers, Jacob Scholl, wrote. And we were looking at this individual as soon as he was named. So Jacob Bergquist, as soon as we knew that he was the shooter, we started looking for any information we could find on him, filing public records requests with the Ada County Dispatch, who sends law enforcement to respond to calls, as well as Idaho State Police, Boise Police Department, Meridian Police Department. So we learned that the local law enforcement agencies knew about Jacob Bergquist before this, and he was known at the Boise Town Square Mall as well.
Because Nicole, because we know within your reporting, I mean, the reporting that you did, the journalist did, uncovered the fact that as you said, the shooter was known to law enforcement. And in fact, if I remember correctly, Nicole had several encounters with police, correct? Including at St. Alphonsus, the Idaho State House?
He did, right? Yeah. So he had had dispatch called in him about three times. One of those was at a Walmart in Meridian. Once was at the Boise Town Square Mall. Someone was concerned that he was openly carrying a firearm and quite a lot of ammunition. And then finally, also at St. Alphonsus, where he appeared to be going for, I believe, a job interview. And some folks had kind of barricaded the doors and called the police because he had been openly carrying a gun when he tried to arrive for that. He had also kind of gained the attention of different law enforcement. So the Capitol incident you mentioned, an Idaho State Police trooper who was there on assignment, happened to notice that Jacob was walking around with a firearm, which is legal to do at the Idaho State Capitol, and had asked about speaking with the governor about allowing felons to own firearms.
Mm-hmm. Nicole, let me reintroduce you for folks who are just joining us. We're talking with Nicole Blanchard with the Idaho Statesman, discussing a possible lawsuit in the Boise Town Square Mall shooting that happened 6 months ago today, October 25th. Nicole, we know the Boise police cannot comment on pending litigation. That is normal procedure. However, after the shooting happened, Boise Police Chief Ryan Lee did speak to our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, and Chief Lee said Burquist's past conduct never rose to the level of arresting him. So I want to play this clip from that interview. So this is Chief Lee.
He was known to the police here in Boise, as well as some of the other agencies here in the Treasure Valley. We had contacted him for various different reasons. Probably the best way to describe most of those contacts would be things such as trespass or disorderly conduct, sort of calls in nature. So he was a person known to us. We were aware of him. But at the time of the incident, there was no outstanding case or probable cause to arrest him that we're aware of.
So, Nicole, I mean, this, of course, chiefly, this was something that interview that we did about 6 months ago with him. So the family disagrees with that statement, though, saying in the claim that police did not stop Burquist in the past. So therefore, police are responsible for their family member's death. Is that the correct understanding of the tort claim?
It is, yeah. So they've claimed, the family of Roberto has claimed that police, the cities, the prosecutors could have done something to, I don't know, stop, or I don't know that they're necessarily asking that any of these entities could have arrested Burquist, but they are stating that there were concerns about his behavior, and multiple law enforcement agencies had questioned whether he should be allowed to own a firearm, as he had identified himself as a felon.
So, Nicole, do we know if any other families, because we do know that there was, as you said, another person who was killed. There were numerous people injured. So do we know if the family of the other victim, as well as people who did survive the shooting but were victims, will they potentially file suits? I mean, is there, or I mean, do we have any knowledge of that?
Not that I'm aware of. I have not heard of anything from Joe Acker's family. Joe is the other person who was killed in the shooting. And the people who were injured have actually never been publicly identified. So it's hard to say where they might be at. I think that's something right. that we would just become aware of as it were filed in the court system.
So what's next in regards to the Arguelles family and this tort claim?
So with tort claims, the government agency that has been notified can either accept the claims that are being made, which is essentially saying, like, yes, we agree this happened, or they can deny. And at that point, if they deny that these claims are valid, the tort claim can go forward and become a lawsuit. So that's what we would likely see happen next.
Okay. And so we're just waiting to see that next step.
We are, yeah.
Okay. Nicole, I want to thank you so much for coming on and talking about this. It is still something that I think shakes so much of us still 6 months later, in particular, these families and the victims and the survivors of this. So thank you so much for talking about this today.
Thank you for having me.
We've been talking with Nicole Blanchard with the Idaho Statesman about possible lawsuits in the Boise Town Square Mall shooting that happened 6 months ago today, October 25th. We'll have more Idaho Matters next.